Now, David, there's lots of things to talk about, but one thing I'm particularly keen on, I know you breed horses now, don't you?
I do, yeah.
How did you get into that?
Well, I got a horse, and then I got another horse, and I bred them. I mean, I've always been a fan, you know, since I was a kid of racing.
Horse racing. Yeah. But I'm glad, because you know tomorrow's the Grand National.
That's right.
And I've got some racing for me. I thought maybe you could give us a few tips. Who do you fancy in the National? Have you studied form recently? For this, because I've got a big wager to make. I'm carrying, you see, and I figured maybe...
If the ground is...
I think it's going to be...
If the ground is soft. No, if the ground is hard, West Tip will win.
West Tip?
Yeah.
That's for sure, is it? What about if it's soft? I want to go both ways, you know.
Well, if it's soft, I don't know too much about it.
You don't know about soft weather?
As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, I didn't bring my glasses, so I can't read.
You didn't bring your glasses? I've got mine on me. Do you want to try these?
Yeah, can I try them?
Mine, I'm really short-sighted, though. Are you short-sighted or are you long-sighted?
Jesus Christ, you're blind.
You know why that is, don't you? Now then, David, you're over...
What?
It's because I study form. That's why.
Yes.
In the dark, under the covers.
Uh-huh.
Now, David,
Oh, go ahead, dig yourself deeper. Go right ahead.
We're near the end of the series. You're appearing in Time very soon. When are you opening Time?
13th of April.
And what attracted you to do the part in Time?
Money, no. I've always wanted to be on the stage in the West End. And I saw the show, and I heard the album. It was great. Dave Clark played the album. And I was in need of a job. And
oh, no, come on.
I really wanted to do it. I've always wanted to come over here and act.
And when does it open again?
April the 13th.
And do I get a free ticket, Dave?
I think we probably arranged something
good,
for it. Yeah.
That's good
for you probably want to know... The lyrics to I'm a clown, 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 I'm a clown.
Dave Clark's finest hour, I believe, isn't that right?
What about her? What about Lulu knowing the lyrics to How Can I Be Sure?
You taking over the show, David? I think you are. I think you're taking over the show, probably.
No, I'm sorry.
How about in the 70s? Because we don't know you from the stage yet. We don't know you from the stage yet.
How about in the 70s?
How about in the 70s?
Let's discuss you for a moment.
Oh, no, David,
I walked into a restaurant with him. Seriously, I walked into a restaurant. We just met. And I just come over from America. I walked into a restaurant with him and thought, I'll take you to a restaurant. Walk in, I said, David Cassidy. He went, nice to see you. Oh, Mr. Russell, nice to see you. It's so fabulous. I see you on television all the time.
Actually, my dad's here tonight as well. He wasn't only in the West End. But the hysteria that surrounded you in the 70s must have been quite scary, because there were women camping outside your hotel room.
Yeah, it was tough. It was frightening, actually, for a while. You know, I lost a lot of my own self in all of that. But, I've talked so much about it.
But it must have been strange, because Donny Osmond, we had Donny on the show a few weeks ago.
So I hear, yeah.
He was only about 14 when the same kind of thing was happening to him. But you were 22, 23.
Yeah.
So you had a kind of better idea, I guess, of
You can never be prepared for that kind of success, though.
Yeah.
What exactly did you mean?
I don't know. Let's move straight along.
I was much better prepared than he was, that's for sure. Now, he was a lot younger than I, and he was surrounded by his brothers. I was always alone, and they in turn were surrounded by the church and, you know, all of that. And I did not have the church with me at the time.
Because followed afterwards. You retired for a few years, didn't you, as well? What made you... Well, you kind of dropped out of the music scene.
Yeah.
What made you decide to do that?
I was bored, and I was kind of lost, and I think... I really didn't know what I wanted to do, to be honest with you. I had...
Because I hear you met Elvis about that time, didn't you?
Yeah, right. I had met Elvis, and that was a little frightening, but...
Did you hear any of his records first? You were just scared by him.
Oh,
it was the haircut.
Don't touch me.
Uh-huh.
No, I think when I met Elvis, he seemed rather lost, and I saw a vision almost of the future, and I thought, no.
Yeah.
Not
so,
for me.
So you'd put on a lot of weight and shoot a few TVs.
Dye in the hair, yeah. No. I just thought it wasn't something I wanted to see myself. You know, if you're lucky, you end up like Elvis.
Yeah.
If not, you end up playing the lounge at the you know, Holiday Inn in Des Moines. And I just somehow or another didn't see myself, you know, end up there. So
would be a step up for me, though, wouldn't it, David? But your fans, we had some letters from fans who heard you being on the show. They really keep a track on you. Still.
They keep a track on me?
Yeah, they still keep they know where you are, where you're going to be, and what TVs you're doing. How important do you think fans are to an artist?
I think, terribly important in making or breaking, you know?
So you don't mind, really, the sort of adulation and the following around and the girls sign themselves at you? You don't mind all that? Because I've had enough just in case, you know? So.
Well, you must be prepared for all of this, obviously.
I've been in training, but...
Yeah. So I've heard, yeah. Yes. I actually think that, you know, for fans, if they don't go completely gaga, you know, and they don't lose it in front of you, if they're ripping your clothes off, it's tough to deal with folks. Yeah. But, I love them.
Well, we got some here tonight, and they still love you. Thanks very much,
Thank
David
Cassidy.